This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Bonnie, and Angie.
And I just had something in front of me that I really wanted to get into, but I forgot where I put it. Oh, here it is. A California woman is the first to face federal charges over fake COVID immunizations and vaccination cards.
So she went and told someone she had an immunization or a card, and she did not.
No, it's a bit worse than that. She was a doctor.
Oh.
And she was giving people fake vaccine cards, which I don't know how that's fraudulent, but let's get into it. A homeopathic doctor in California became the first person in the U.S. to face federal charges over fake COVID-19 immunizations and falsified coronavirus vaccine cards. Julie Motzi, 41, was arrested Wednesday and charged with one count of wire fraud and one count of false statements related to health care matters, the Department of Justice said in a press release. So I guess that's it. False statements related to health care matters.
False statements being she said she gave people vaccines and she did not.
Well, she told them to write that they got the Moderna vaccine when she it gets into it.
Okay, let's hear it.
This defendant allegedly defrauded and endangered the public by preying on fears. No, the government preyed on fears. The government created and preyed on the fears that they created.
And endangered the public by making them lose their jobs and making them have 30% more drug overdoses and stuff like that.
Not to mention the people who went crazy and killed themselves.
Oh, yeah, the families that were destroyed, the divorces that happened. I mean, there's so many things.
The domestic abuse victims.
Absolutely,
found
yes.
themselves locked in their home with their abuser with no escape route.
Yep.
Yeah. Spreading misinformation about FDA-authorized vaccinations while also peddling fake treatments that put people's lives at risk. See, that's where their case is going to fall apart, because they're basically putting homeopathic medicine on trial here, and I don't think that's going to work.
Yes, and the vaccines themselves have put people's lives at risk. It says that one of the side effects could be death.
But it is California, so they might win.
Even worse, the defendant allegedly created... This is even worse. This is their version of even worse. To me, this is the least bad thing she did. The defendant allegedly created counterfeit COVID-19 vaccination cards and instructed her customers to falsely mark that they had received a vaccine, allowing them to circumvent efforts to contain the spread of these disease.
Now, I'm curious, if she has gotten caught for this, it has to be one of these disgruntled people who have come through who said, hey, my doctor advised me to do this.
That's exactly it. Authorities were first tipped off to Motzi's alleged scheme in April when a person contacted the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General's hotline. Jesus Christ, what a title, dude. Get over yourself. The tipster said family members had purchased immunization pellets from the doctor that, quote, contained the COVID-19 virus and would create an antibody response in the immune system. Along with the pellets, Motzi also reportedly sent COVID-19 vaccination record cards that falsely stated the Moderna vaccine was administered. She allegedly instructed the customers to falsely state on the cards that they received the Moderna vaccine on the date they ingested the pellets.
You know, I like this woman, and I don't know her, but if she had a GoFundMe or some kind of page where I could send money, I would definitely donate to her.
I think that...
It may be worth looking into.
Yeah,
I can't
absolutely.
Look it up, but it's Julie... J-U-L-I, Motzi, M-A-Z-I.
I will have to look that up.
I think that it's, great to do homeopathic medicine, and I don't think that people should be having to get this vaccine. So she probably helped a lot of people, like, have a card that said they had it, for things that they had to do, like work and stuff. But I think it would have been smarter to just not do this in California.
Right. Well, you can't determine. You can't decide where you are. I guess you could. You could move to another state and then just say, oh, I'm going to do it here. But if that's where you live and where your practice is or where you've, like, studied, it may be easier. I remember we had a doctor one time that was homeopathic, and she said that the solution was to have a guided mushroom trip. And I was like, I've never heard that from a doctor. And she was like,
what the problem was, but that was probably the solution.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And she said it's going to be hard to find someone to do that for you, but once you find them, you'll know that they're your person.
That'd be awesome. Never done a guided trip.
Me neither, but I'm up for it.
I've never done a guided trip. I don't know what is the difference between that and just tripping.
I think that they distribute, like, they give you a certain amount and they know what you're taking, and then they can give you a little more so they know what state of mind you're in because they know the quality of the product that they have, and then they kind of direct you and talk you through the things that you're feeling or you're seeing, and then they can kind of determine where the problem is and where the hurt is or where the pain is or whatever they're trying to extract or fix. They can help you work through it during that time because your mind is a lot open during that. I mean, it's crazy what thoughts and what feelings you go through.
Well, that's why I've always been an advocate of using psychedelics. I mean, I used to struggle with anxiety and depression and all of that stuff, started tripping, and all of that went away.
Yeah, because your mind just, there's so many things that open up and so many things you can see and feel when you're in that state of mind.
I still deal with anxiety every once in a while, but it's so rare that it's not a part of my life anymore.
And you know how to process it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The affidavit states that Motsi expanded her pre-existing immunization scheme during the pandemic and promised customers that the pellets would provide lifelong immunity to COVID-19. I want to know what's in these pellets, and I kind of hope they were just like hamster pellets.
Yeah, that would be great. Here's some flaxseed.
Yeah. She also allegedly encouraged customers to purchase the pellets by claiming the FDA-approved vaccines contain toxic ingredients, and said children could also take the pellets as the dose is exactly the same for babies.
Wait, so these vaccines are FDA-approved now?
When
did that happen?
They got rush approval, yeah. The emergency approval, I think, is the terminology they use.
Before they could release them into the public, they had to be approved.
But they didn't go through the normal multi-year-long process.
That's weird because my little brother is in the Air Force, and he has told me he still hasn't been forced to get it because they won't force you to get one that hasn't been FDA approved.
That's weird. I saw a news article earlier today from someone in the military about being forced to get it.
Maybe that's really new then, but...
Could also be base specific. I mean, who knows with the military?
Is he located? Is he stationed in the U.S.?
Yeah, in the U.S. in Tucson. He's in the Air Force.
I didn't click through to read this article, so I don't know anything about the people involved.
I haven't talked to him about it recently either.
But yeah, they are FDA approved, but they were approved in emergency situations, which means they were like rushed through.
Mm-hmm. It's a pandemic, right?
Well, that's what they said. But you wouldn't know it by looking around. If it wasn't for the mandates, if it wasn't for the fear, you wouldn't know it.
Yeah, I saw a headline that said that people are happier, that people are, you know, they're making more money, and that their families are better after the whole pandemic thing has happened.
I think that we talked about that article last week, and I was saying, like, it seems like people are just, so happy right now because it's like, I got my freedom back. But, really, you just...
They actually have lives because they're not working all the time.
Well, with things going back to normal, I do expect people to be happier than they were before the pandemic. Just like, you know, I didn't cherish things. I wasn't as happy on March the 15th as I was March the 17th after I got arrested and was in jail and then got released. I was like, okay.
You appreciate being able to sleep in your own bed and sit on your own toilet. And, I mean, there are things that you take for granted, I'm sure.
Right. And that's going to be the case when these people come out of the pandemic quarantining that they've been doing for the last year. Some of these did it for a very long time. And a lot of people, they lost the ability to pursue the lack of socializing. Like one of my friends, very early on, she quarantined herself. Like, no exposure to the virus. She just went into quarantine, stay-at-home order, right? And she did that for about 4 weeks until she was playing Go Fish against her cat.
Oh, wow.
And... within a few weeks after that, she was back to work somewhere because she couldn't take anymore. And I was like, look, you played Go Fish with your cat. And obviously, she played Go Fish with her cat, with herself, and the cat just stood there in front of the cards or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But that's the level of... what's the word I'm looking for?
Crazy. What,
nesting?
It's self-isolation.
It is self-isolation, but they call it nesting.
Nesting is where you clean and you prepare for something.
Yeah, like but then they go crazy if they do it too long.
Stir crazy.
Yes, that's right.
They're stir crazy.
Thank you. But what are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here. Vaccines and bell conditions or pre-release conditions. We're going to talk about that. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Bonnie, and Angie.
And let's go to the phones. We've got Dave Ridley calling. Dave, I'm so sorry. I saw it there a moment ago, and then I looked away to preview the news story that I was going to talk about, and I ended up going all the way into the news story. So sorry about that. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
That's okay. Now I feel important again.
Welcome, Dave. It's so good to hear from you.
Hi, Angie. I think that's Angie.
Yes, it's me.
Okay, great.
So what's on your mind tonight?
So you guys made some news yesterday, actually, in a sense. Ian and Aria, basically. When I guess the two of you essentially pledged to help underwrite, this secession drive.
Let's recap for the listeners out there who weren't listening yesterday.
Yeah, I need to hear about this.
You called and you said it basically costs $2,000 to get a bill read in the House of Representatives, regardless of the subject of the bill. The bill we want to put forward is one about New Hampshire seceding from the United States. So Ian and I were both like, yeah, we'll pay for this. Let's make it happen.
Okay.
And I don't know. We actually know a state rep who would probably be willing to be the one to introduce this piece of legislation.
That's great.
Now go ahead, Dave. Yeah,
that'll make it one call for me instead of 10 calls.
Yeah, did you get the email on that topic?
I didn't get an email today about that. But
okay, well, stay on hold after this call, and Ian will be able to pick it up and share that information with you.
Good. Basically, this was a holdup. You don't have to pay $2,000 to have something heard. It's just that most people just submit bills or they ask for bills and they never stop and think about the taxpayer expense. So ethical constraints have kept me from moving this forward because I don't want to submit a bill at taxpayer expense. So this would reimburse taxpayers for the expense, basically.
How are taxpayers going to receive this money? That's the part
I don't
understand now. Okay.
Maybe it'll go into the other programs that they're like expecting their taxes to go towards or something.
There's a way to do it. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know how the details will work out, but I know that you and Ian are both two of the more reliable people I know, and if you pledge to do something, then it's going to happen. So we'll have to work out some details, but I've already started moving forward as promised, and I already have a full drafted and posted details of what the next steps are. On forum.shiresociety.com. And the part that I wanted to talk about, you may want to talk about something else, but I was thinking, I posted four different options that we have for moving forward. These are basically, number one, some kind of House resolution calling on the federal government to leave New Hampshire. That has advantages and disadvantages. The other option would be a constitutional
amendment. Let's do all four. Can we do all four?
You want to throw $6,000 at it instead of two? $8,000.
They can only hang you once, right? If you're in for an egg, you might as well grab the hen.
Exactly. That makes sense.
Okay. The second option, the constitutional amendment. The third option is like a study committee, similar to the one they tried to form in Texas on secession. And then the fourth option would be a package of legislation that's complex and removes certain, you know, it does a bunch of repeals and adds some text and it'd be complex. This is what Caleb Dyer, the state rep, was looking into doing in 2017 era. So I did want to put those four options out in front of the public. They're detailed more on the post at Shire Society. But what are your thoughts?
I would rather, you know, work every possible angle. I mean, there's not much quantitative difference between $2,000 and $6,000. I mean, if you're going to go in for one, you might as well go in for both to be more effective. At least that's my take on it. Of course, Ian's not on with us tonight. I don't know how he feels on that particular thing. You might want to ask him again. Hang on after, you know, we put you back on hold so that he can give you that rep's name. But that's my feeling on it. You know, let's take every possible approach that we can to actually have freedom from the tyrannical regime that is the United States federal government. What about both of you?
So you're saying that there are four things that you can propose through the state rep, and each one of those that they read out is $2,000 apiece?
Is
that what you're saying?
Probably. Yeah.
I'd say do them all, and like, I bet we could get people who would agree to, like,
I think that's great. If you and Ian have proposed two, then I'll propose two. And so then we only need someone else to propose two more, and that's only two apiece.
Also true. Well, see, already.
It doesn't sound like a small amount to me, but yes.
Well, it's certainly not a small amount.
No, but if it's something that can be heard and something that can be, you know, it can actually make change, then it's worth it.
Well, it may not, right?
But, you know,
could just vote against
it. It could be heard.
Sure.
Yeah.
More people can hear about it and realize it's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't you have something in there about putting it on the ballot for the people of New Hampshire to decide whether or not the state should secede?
So only option two, the constitutional amendment, gives that as an option, because we don't have a referendum in New Hampshire, but a constitutional amendment does go before the entire population. It requires a two-thirds vote to become constitutional.
That would be interesting, if nothing else, just to see the numbers, to see how many people vote for it.
I have dealt with a lot of locals in business and in just like community, and I can tell you that a lot of them believe exactly like we believe, and they feel exactly like we feel. So if it is put amongst them and they're able to vote on it, I have a feeling that they would vote in our favor.
New Hampshire, I've noticed, has a very strong natural distrust of the federal government.
Absolutely.
Like, the Free State Project came here, and they exacerbated that. But New Hampshire itself, the people here were already like, yeah, that federal government, man, they're tyrannical, and there's something wrong with it.
Yes.
So, Dave, hang on for a minute and get that information from Ian. Thank you so much for the call tonight. I would love to see this happen. Because we're not in the 1860s anymore, right? What would the U.S. government do if a state peacefully seceded from the United States government?
Well, we already figured that out in the Civil War.
Yes, but it's not 1860 anymore. Times have changed.
Yeah, no, I'm joking. I was just being Obama.
I'm not sure that the U.S. government would be willing to annex and conquer New Hampshire if New Hampshire were to secede from the U.S. government. I don't know that they wouldn't, but if they did, it wouldn't be a good look for them, at the very least. But do they even care about that? It's difficult to say.
Yeah.
But things are happening here in New Hampshire, and hopefully, you know, we can see this bill actually get read. I wouldn't expect it to get passed. I certainly wouldn't expect New Hampshire to actually secede as a result of it. We're a long way off from that.
Right.
I want to see it, but I don't expect to see it anytime soon.
But, you know, if it's there and it's being read by a state rep, at least they're hearing us.
Absolutely.
We're getting our voice out there, and they're going to know that we mean business.
And we will find out exactly which state reps are in favor of secession.
Exactly.
And what their reasons are for being against secession, for those who are going to prove to be against it. But, you know, the way bills work is going to end up in a committee. The committee is going to decide whether or not it gets. I don't know how any of that nonsense works, but it has to get through a committee first. But what are your thoughts on secession? 603-283-6160. To me, it's simple. If we govern ourselves, then we should have the right to.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. have no comments, just saying great to be home, great to be back with all my colleagues, and I think we're going to get a lot done.
President Biden's comments before leaving Capitol Hill on Wednesday, the president meeting with Senate Democrats to discuss their $3 trillion budget that they released late Tuesday. Republicans have lots of problems with that plan, including Republican Senator John Barrasso, who tells Fox Business,
radically high increase in taxes, which will hit every family, with the kind of inflation on top of what we're seeing now with these high numbers now, this will be child's play compared to what we're going to get if they do all this additional spending. Plus, the amount of money going onto the debt of our kids and grandkids is going to be massive.
The White House also saying they're still reviewing U.S. foreign policy relating to Cuba following this weekend's mass protests. This is USA Radio News. Despite a promise by the Biden administration to end new drilling on federal land, approvals are up.
Approvals for companies to drill for oil and gas on U.S. public lands are on pace this year to reach their highest level since the 2000s. Because vast fossil fuel reserves already are under lease, President Biden's actions did nothing to slow drilling on public lands and waters that account for about a quarter of U.S. oil production. The Interior Department approved about 2,500 permits to drill on public and tribal lands in the first 6 months of the year, with 2,100 drilling approvals since Biden took office, according to government data from the Interior Department. If the recent trends continue, the feds could issue close to 6,000 permits by the end of the year. New Mexico and Wyoming had the largest number of approvals. Montana, Colorado, and Utah had hundreds each. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Game 3 of the NBA Finals between the Milwaukee Bucks and Phoenix Suns tips off tonight, just after 9 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. And I want to say thank you to Elizabeth, who is tonight's amplifier. This means she's a member of the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Money that you put into the program is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote. Free Talk Live, hence its name. Elizabeth is a gold-level amplifier, which means she chooses to give $10 per month to the AMP program. And, of course, we don't ask that. All we ask is $5 per month. That gets you in, and it comes with a number of cool little perks. But, really, the reason you should join is because you want to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, and the AMP program is the best way to do that. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Elizabeth, thank you for your contributions. We hope you're enjoying the show.
I feel like you accidentally turned Elizabeth into a demon name as Elizabeth or something.
Yeah, I tongue-tied. Well, let's keep going with the phones. We got Bad Slave on the line. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you, ladies.
What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to give an alternative to direct secession from the federal government. I think you end up there the same, but I think that the way to do it is just pick away at all the unconstitutional bullocks that they have established as real law, and just say, you know, and the fact is that only federal activity, federal properties are subject to federal jurisdiction. And the state of New Hampshire can very well just say, I'm sorry, guys, you're not playing there anymore. You know, go away. You know, go to your federal courthouses and act like you're doing something. But we're disempowering.
Well, I don't see the possibility. I don't see that being likely. The problem with pointing out that, you know, a lot of what the federal government has done is unconstitutional is that it's ultimately up to the courts, which are part of the federal government, to decide whether or not something is unconstitutional. And we now live in a country where your right to keep and bear arms has just been severely curtailed. Every right protected in the Bill of Rights has been just trounced and crushed. And it doesn't really matter.
Have you not noticed, Aria, that in fact many states have already eliminated the business of U.S. government activity within the realm of gun laws and stuff like that? That, you know,
I know of one state that did this, but there hasn't been any development as far as I know.
Which state?
I don't know all the states, but
do you know there one are of these states? Four of them.
What's that?
Do you know one of these states?
God.
Okay, so that's a no.
You know, I think Minnesota was one of them.
Is Minnesota possibly the one you had heard of?
I don't remember.
Oh.
Well, if you look at the 10th Amendment Center.
.com. So what are you arguing? What are you arguing New Hampshire should do here is say, oh, your laws don't apply to us? Because that's essentially secession, just without the teeth.
An absolute possibility. And there's just the fact is that they, you can say to the federal, you know, that when they raided your place there, they in fact had to have a local ride along to bring in the federal jurisdiction.
I don't know how true that is. I mean, they did have local authorities here, but I don't know whether or not it was required.
I think
it's just a matter of making things easier for them.
People believe that the federal government is. Has got jurisdiction over everything, and that's just been true.
Hold on. You're not going to talk over me. They do have jurisdiction on everything because they have claimed jurisdiction on everything. And it doesn't matter if you have this little magic sheet of paper that you can hold up and say, hey, look, no, this, you don't have jurisdiction. They don't care. They never cared. Constitution didn't matter from day one.
Yep.
It's just what can they do and what can't they do.
And what they can get away with.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter whether or not this sheet of paper says they don't have the authority. They say they have the authority. They have the guns. Ergo, they have the authority. You're back with us here, Wesley.
The federal government.
I'm sorry?
The states are above the federal government. The states.
No, that little theory was definitively smashed in 1860s.
Any group of LEOs coming in to a situation, the feds are going to be the minority.
Does it matter if that's even like on paper somewhere true? If it's not happening like that day to day in the United States, like the federal government was just like, hey, we're raiding this house, come over and help us now, Keene, Petey,
They'll do exactly what they're told.
Bad slave, I'm sorry, dude. You're living in a fantasy land here. If you believe the states actually have more authority than the federal government, sure.
That would be great if they did.
That's the way it was supposed to be. But it hasn't been that way in a very long time. The only area in our lives right now where states have more authority than the federal government is with marijuana laws.
Yes.
For whatever reason, the federal government has chosen not to crack down on states for, you know, passing legal marijuana laws and even cities for decriminalizing everything. If they wanted to, They could. I don't know the reason the federal government isn't going after, you know, Colorado and...
But they have, like, not on whole state levels, but they still have, like, went and busted some people's businesses.
And there are still people
like
in jail and in prison that are, you know, convicted of these crimes where it's legal.
Yeah, so this notion that, you know, states, the Tenth Amendment guarantees that states have more authority than the federal government, it's nonsense, it's a fiction. It is not the way the United States actually operates.
The Constitution either allowed the government we have now or was powerless to defend against it.
I mean, it created it.
Yep.
And it was by design. So I don't know how your model was going to do any good. The federal government has already proven that it doesn't really care whether it has the authority to do something or not. They marched troops into the Confederacy, and they took the southern states back into the Union, and they made it clear in so doing that the federal government is the one in charge here, not the states. And that's the way it has continued to be since. And I don't think that's going to change without a state coming forward and seceding and forcing the U.S. government to be in the position of either invading this former state of theirs, which I don't think they would be willing to do, or to let it go.
Mm-hmm. One of the parts of the federal government people think is not even that, authoritarian. The Bureau of Land Management went in, like, tried to kill people, probably, I think, did kill people to, like, take the Bundy's ranch from them just because they believed it belonged to them.
I don't think anyone died in the Bundy standoffs.
I can remember.
In the Clive Bundy standoffs. I mean, they could have, and it was a dangerous situation. There was also a wildlife refuge that was taken over by rebels, essentially, and the Bureau of Land Management didn't kill them either. I was stunned by the level of restraint because I remember Waco, right?
Yes.
I remember some of these things. Ruby Ridge. I remember some of these things that the federal government has done.
And there are a ton of people who have never heard of Ruby Ridge.
It is a more obscure one, and I don't even remember the details now of what it was all about.
I know the name, and I honestly don't know what it is.
It was something about a possible extremist. And he had guns, so they wanted to do something.
They ended up killing a mother and a child, and they put people in prison for helping them that were just, like, giving them supplies and helping them with information. And people, like, there was a gentleman named Jason who spent, like, years in prison for this, for just being someone who helped the family.
At a time when they were being unfairly targeted.
Exactly, when
the
they were
FBI.
Still surrounded and they were still being in trouble.
And let's not... Waco! That's...
Yes.
And the person who... One of the FBI agents there who, you know, took a photo with a burning child or something like that is now the head of the FBI or something.
Exactly.
It's insane. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. Now, we've been discussing some of the horrific things that the federal government has done in order to maintain its grip of power on people and on states.
Yes, and I was incorrect about the whole Ruby Ridge thing. There was a gentleman named Jason that was helping Randy Weaver in something instead of the Ruby Ridge.
Now that you mentioned the name Weaver,
yeah,
it clicks. But what they're doing right now is that they found this doctor who was giving people what she called COVID-19 pellets that were as good as the vaccine. And hey, maybe she's right. I don't know. And I don't really care one way or the other. If you want to pay a doctor to give you magic pellets that are going to make you not sick, go for it.
If it's someone you trust, just pay them and move on. Don't report them for something that you think is fraudulent. If you have given them money, you believe in what they're doing.
And see, that's why I wouldn't have done the stuff she's doing in California, because eventually you would be doing this with somebody who would tell on you.
Yes.
But that wasn't the issue. The issue was that a family member of one of the people who she did this with called and reported them saying,
so not the actual individual themselves.
I would think it'd be one of those, because I know my family who lives in California would probably do something like that. They love the government.
A Karen, basically,
yes,
got involved, and because of that, this doctor is now facing charges. This is how I've always argued we should fix health care, though, in the United States. It's broken, sure. So let whoever wants to open a medical practice. And if you're stupid enough or reckless enough to go to the doctor who has absolutely no medical training, then you, just because they cost you $15
for a visit. That's what I was going to say. I got a deal.
Yeah, instead of $60 for a visit, then you deserve what's going to happen to you. I'm sorry. If she says go home and drink some bleach and that'll purify your system, and you follow that advice, because that way you got to save $45.
Well,
I'm sorry, don't be stupid next time.
Well, the fact that we're not allowed to do that is probably because there are probably some natural ways to do things that would work better than what the government wants us
to
be
doing.
Or Big Pharma wants us to be doing. So it's probably the real reason they don't let us do that.
Yeah, but these institutions came into existence in the first place as a result of the government's, quote, desire to protect people from themselves, right? That's why the FDA came into existence. Oh, well, we can't have people buying these magic street remedies, these elixirs off the streets. We need to regulate all of these different drugs, and we can't let people just open up medical practices. We have to make sure they're certified.
Exactly.
So that's how it all came about in the first place. And then it became, you know, securing their power and preventing any competition from rising. But initially it, like everything else, was broken because of the government deciding, oh, individuals can't think for themselves. As we listened to the World Health Organization person say earlier, we can't have people thinking for themselves because the government, the public health departments can do it better.
Yes.
The doctor violated the all-important trust the public extends to healthcare professionals. Oh, so they're acknowledging that she is a healthcare professional and a doctor. So that's neat. I wouldn't have expected them to give her that much courtesy.
Well, maybe she has been to school and she has her degree.
At a time when integrity is needed the most, said Special Agent in Charge Stephen J. Ryan of the Department of Health and Human Services. Good God! This is this dude's title. Hold on. I gotta say all this again. Special Agent in Charge Stephen J. Ryan of the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General. HHSOIG.
Wow.
He actually has... Dude, that is such a mouthful.
That's just great.
Just clip all of that out and go with Your Excellency.
Yeah, exactly. Here's your crown.
It would be so much faster, so much easier.
You know when you sign up for something and it has you put like your prefix or whatever, like sir and
or
everything?
Ma'am, yeah.
What if he like goes and types all that in?
I hope he does. You know, he should.
He's probably excited about it.
Yeah, he has this great, he's not just an agent. He is the special agent. And not just any special agent, he's the special agent in charge.
Ooh.
And in the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General.
That sounds like in MLMs, how they have all these names, like, I'm a diamond representative, I'm a platinum representative.
What is an MLM?
In charge. Oh, like, one of those things I was telling you guys at dinner that I was in, where you sell, like a pyramid scheme, where you
sell. Oh, MLM, multi-level marketing.
Yes, I don't know if I said it wrong.
Working closely with our law enforcement partners, our agency will continue to investigate such fraudsters who recklessly endanger the public's health during the unprecedented COVID-19 crisis. Now, back to the point here. What is a multi-level marketing scheme?
It's just where, like, you have to recruit people to sell things with you, and you mostly get money for recruiting people more than you get money for selling things, because the people above you are getting money for what you sell. So that's why you have to keep recruiting people, and that's how it becomes a pyramid.
Have you ever been to one? Like, I have a friend who was like, hey, would you come and listen to me tell you about this product and this program, and then you can maybe sign up? And I was like, oh, gosh.
Well,
and I knew exactly what it was, and I was like, yeah, I'll come. And it was like a 45-minute thing of her telling me how great this product was and that I needed to sign up because she was going to make money off of anything that I sold.
Well, I got kind of tricked into it because a lady that lived in my, like, community at the time messaged me and said, or asked if I would like to work for her business. So I was like, oh, my gosh, that'd be cool. I'll help you with your business you're starting. No, it was actually her. Anyways.
She's a representative of another business, and you're working under her.
I had never heard of this company, so I ended up, like, looking into it after I already signed up. And I ended up quitting because her and, like, her team didn't want me to post anti-cop things on my own Facebook. They were like, this bad for
your
business.
Oh, this is that company.
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So they took offense at your social media posts?
Well, they were just like, you know, it's bad for business. You shouldn't be, like, putting political things at all. You should steer clear of that. And also, they were just, like, super cop lovers because I lived on a military base. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do that, and I quit.
Isn't it weird how controlling corporations and stuff can be about people's social... I had a girl break up with me once about my social media posts.
Well, you know,
I've never had anyone fire me for them.
I coach a soccer team, like a community thing, because they weren't able to do, like, a soccer league in our community this past year because of the pandemic. And I had actually been, I don't know if I was reprimanded, but, like, it was brought to my attention to some of the things that I posted on my social media because I was in charge, per se. And they're like, you know, maybe you should just be a little more careful. I'm like, this is me. you take it or leave it. You want me to run this thing? I'm going to run it the way I want to run it. And if you don't want me to run it, then I'll move on. But they come and approached me because they said, hey, we don't want to wear masks. And if we go through the government and we do all these hoops, we all have to wear a mask. The kids have to wear us. But if you run it, Angie, we don't have to wear masks. It's up to you. And I was like, great, I'll do it.
Nice. So these charges against this doctor come after, months after the FBI warned that people face harsh penalties for falsifying vaccine cards, noting that it is a federal offense. The unauthorized use of official government agency seal is a crime and may be punishable under one of the 8 billion different laws they have in effect. I'm looking at one of these cards here on Fox News, and I don't see any seal of any government agency. Oh, I guess there is the CDC seal there. And
so that would be considered their seal, I guess.
Yeah. Or it's at least their label.
Yeah.
So
if you read CDC, you're like, oh, it's approved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess they do have that ground to stand on. But still, FBI field offices have also opened investigations into false vaccine records, including in Chicago, where one agent warned that selling the cards endangers everyone. If people are selling fraudulent vaccine cards, why don't they just go to their public library and print one?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're bound to be online. I've never looked. But you're bound to be able to find a blank vaccination card.
I remember
card.
I was able to pick one up at a market day recently.
Nice.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it's hard to get. It's
no.
Just a sheet of paper,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. On like a thick printed piece of paper so that it looks official.
And why? How much are people paying for these? Is there a market for these?
No, it was actually free. They were laying on the counter. Okay. I was like, hey, take one.
That's good. When I ask if there's a market for these, this is solely out of curiosity.
Yeah.
I obviously have no desire to sell fraudulent vaccine cards, but it's curious.
It was just, it reiterates the fact that, you know, no one can check these. And if you get it from, like, the way it works is if you get it in another state and you come to New Hampshire and you get a job or you need it, they can't go check the other state's record. They just say, oh, you have a Vermont vaccine card, so you must be vaccinated. And you can move on with your life.
Fascinating, because there's no national database.
Exactly.
And
just state level.
And the states aren't sharing them with one another. I want to know how many people want the vaccine cards but don't want the vaccine. If people are selling these things, that means there's some demand for the vaccination card from people who don't actually want the vaccine.
Yep.
So I would be curious to know what sort of numbers we're talking about here.
Well, I think a lot of people just get it because they have to. They have no choice. So they're fear for losing their jobs or their home or their children, for instance. And so they just decide not to get it, and so they'll take that card.
Or, you know, they're sick of having to wear masks and doing the
social distancing
and all of that nonsense. What are your thoughts on this? There's more coming up. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.